Chapter 7 The Wall. When his mother left the cave to hunt for meat, the little wolf did not go to the Wall of Light. He did not want to be punished. Still, the little wolf was getting older. He was very curious. He wanted to be a good little wolf, but he also wanted to see what was on the other side of the Wall of Light. One day, the little wolf could not control himself anymore. He began to walk to the wall. As he walked to the wall, it seemed to move. He kept walking and walking. His little nose did not hit the wall. He was confused. The light got brighter and brighter. Suddenly, there was bright light everywhere. He looked everywhere. It was wonderful and exciting. Part of him wanted to go back, but he walked to the outside of the cave. The light was so bright it made his eyes hurt. After living in a small cave, there was not so much space. He felt dizzy. He looked at the trees, the sky, and the mountains. The little wolf had never seen these things before. He was afraid. Soon, he was excited by the new things that he saw, and he forgot to be afraid. He saw things that were close to him and things that were far away. Suddenly, he fell down a hill. His little body rolled and rolled. He hit his nose on the ground, and he began to cry. Because the inside of the cave was flat, he did not understand how the ground could not be flat sometimes. He was very afraid now. The bottom of the hill was covered with soft grass. When the little wolf stopped rolling, he stopped crying. Then he got up and cleaned himself. He looked around again. He was very curious about everything. He looked closely at all of the plants and flowers around him. He saw a squirrel on the ground. When he walked to it, the squirrel saw him. The squirrel was scared, so it ran away. This gave the little wolf some courage and confidence. He then saw a large bird and ran to it. The bird was very angry and hit the little wolf's nose. This hurt the wolf, and he cried again. He cried so loud that the bird flew away. The little wolf discovered meat just outside the cave. He found 7 baby birds hidden under a small tree. At first, he did not know what they were. They made noises, and it scared him. When he realized that they were very little, he had more courage. He touched one of them with his foot. It was very fun. He then smelled them. He put one in his mouth. He could feel it move in his mouth. He felt hungry, and he knew that he wanted to eat the baby bird. He closed his mouth and ate the baby bird. He felt the blood in his mouth, and it tasted good. After that, he ate the other baby birds. Suddenly, the mother of the birds returned. She saw the little wolf and was very angry. She hit him with her wings. The little wolf was scared and confused. He put his head in between his feet and began to cry. The mother bird hit him again and again. Finally, the wolf became very angry. He stood up and bit the mother bird. He loved fighting with the bird. It was exciting. They fought and fought. Soon, both the little wolf and the bird were very tired. Then the bird hit his nose. Because another bird had already hit his nose, it hurt very much. He ran away. As he ran, the little wolf found a stream. This was the first time he had seen water and did not know what it was. He walked to the water and put one of his feet in the water. His foot went in deeper than he expected. Then his entire body fell in the water. It was very cold. He cried. Water went into his mouth and he could not breathe. He was very afraid. He thought that he was going to die. Then he could breathe air again. He moved his legs and began to swim. He swam to the land. He quickly got out of the water. Then he laid down and rested. He now understood what water was. He was learning so much that day. The little wolf suddenly remembered his mother. He knew he wanted to see her very much. His body and brain were very tired from his adventure. He wanted his mother. He looked for the cave. As he was walking between two trees, he heard a loud, frightening cry. He looked down and saw a tiny baby weasel. A weasel is another animal that lives in the North American forest. It has a long and skinny body about the length of a cat and eats other small animals. It is a fierce little animal. The baby weasel tried to run away, but the little wolf touched it with his foot. It made a strange noise. Suddenly, he saw the mother weasel. She attacked him. She bit him. He could feel her teeth in his skin. It was really painful. He screamed. He tried to run, but the weasel would not let him move. The mother weasel then quickly ran to the baby weasel. The two weasels then ran away from the little wolf. The little wolf was still crying when the mother weasel returned. She looked at him and screamed at him. It really frightened him. Slowly, she came closer to him. Then she jumped and bit his throat. Her teeth were very sharp. The little wolf tried to fight with her, but he could not. He could not escape the weasel. She was still biting his neck. Suddenly, the she-wolf appeared. The weasel stopped biting the little wolf and tried to attack the she-wolf. She jumped to the she-wolf's throat, but she missed. The she-wolf then killed the weasel. The little wolf was happy to see his mother again. The she-wolf was also very happy to find her baby. She licked his fur and made him feel safe and comfortable. Then, together, they ate the weasel. After that, they returned to the cave.